God's blessing. We have all sinned. For in you, O Lord, I hope. You will hear, O Lord my God. For I will declare my iniquity. I will be in anguish over my sin. Psalm 38:15-18. We are all certain that we have all sinned. I have yet to know of anyone who doesn't agree with this statement. Yet there is another basic statement that you may not realize. The Bible tells us over and over of the blessings promised to God's followers. It also warns of the judgment and punishment for those who break God's commandments. The Old Testament of the Bible is full of such instances. We especially see this as we read the history of the Israelites in the first five books of the Old Testament called the Pentateuch. Today, however, we are focusing on the Psalms. The writers of the Psalms were aware of God's blessings as they obeyed God's commands and the depression that came when they turned from God and sinned. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Psalm 43:5. Here we find the age-old question of why one is depressed or discouraged. Truly, we should not be downhearted if we are obeying God and as we have hope in him. Believing in God, who is all-powerful and fully able to do all things, should reinforce our awareness of the help we have available. It is also a reminder that God will come to the aid of obedient believers. Those who have confessed their faith in Christ as their Savior and ask God for forgiveness through Christ of their sins and then turn away from them in obedience to God are saved. We are walking with Christ now and no longer carrying our former guilt and sorrow. The heavy burden of your sin is gone. We walk in newness. Our joy is now to share Jesus with others and work to serve God and help others. From Psalm 41:1-3, blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sickbed. Do you see the pattern of blessings following those who serve God? No, it doesn't mean that there will never be a hardship or illness again, but it does mean that we forever have God with us, helping us and sustaining us. He will not let us go on our earth journey alone. Christ walks with us. Daily, we should seek to be more Christ-like in our behavior. Our job is to watch carefully and to obey God's command. Be careful of what you watch and say. Let God's love flow through you to reach others for Christ. From Psalms 101:3-5, I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. So we see that living a godly life, following the example of Christ, and living as God commands brings joy and the assurance of eternal life. Troubles will come in a world that unbelievers fill with sin, but oh, the total and pure joy that belongs to those of us who have Jesus in our hearts. Psalm 144:15 tells us, happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Do you want assurance, blessedness, and joy? God offers it to you too. You simply need to talk to God, listen, and obey.